Well, this movement has been very much supported first by researchers in natural sciences and in physics, because they tend to communicate research papers in humanities and social sciences. You would rather write a book than you would write an article, and it's easier to provide open access to articles and to books, because from books you expect some honorariums or some remuneration. So when we speak about open access here, we speak about open access to research articles, not open access to books. But now more and more researchers in the area of social science and humanities also participate in this open access movement and provide open access to their research papers.